Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one balancing supplement. It's for women of all ages and all stages of menopause. Hormone Harmony is by Happy Mammoth. It's the company dedicated to supporting women's health needs. That means using only science-backed ingredients like Hormone Harmony's herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to stresses, you know, like the hormonal changes that naturally occur throughout a woman's lifetime. In the more than 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, women mention over and over that they're, quote, feeling like myself again. So how about you giving Hormone Harmony a try? For a limited time, Dating While Gray listeners can get 15% off on your entire first order. Go to happymammoth.com and at checkout, use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY. That's G-R-A-Y. 15% off, happymammoth.com, code DATINGWHILEGRAY. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether we found the one or are still searching, romantic relationships can be stressful sometimes. And I've learned that when I keep my emotions bottled up, it starts to affect me negatively. I know that therapy is a safe space to get things off my chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing me down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, how about giving BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire so you can get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DatingWhileGray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DatingWhileGray. When I started dating in my 50s after being off the market for my entire adult life, I felt like I'd stumbled into a whole new world. That was especially true when it came to online dating and other social media platforms. Of course, I needed to get familiar with how to use these sites, but I also discovered it was really helpful to learn and keep up with the lingo, like ghosting. That's when, without warning, someone withdraws from all communication. Or love bombing, which is basically way too much, way too soon. And there's so much more, which reminds me of a conversation I had a few years ago with a twice-divorced woman in Chicago. Her name is Amanda.
More? Do you want more?
You tell me what you want to tell me about yourself.
Okay. I am about to be 54 years old. I own my own home, which is fabulously decorated. I have two fantastic dogs, many, many houseplants, pretty good hair. What else do I like about me? Hardworking, but I am trying to put that to rest.
Like retiring, you mean?
Not retiring, just becoming a leisurely person.
Oh, okay.
Someone who doesn't feel the need to accomplish so much.
Oh, goodness. That sounds like a whole different conversation. I don't know if you remember, but we got connected through a friend of yours who I know here in Northern Virginia.
Yes.
And the first thing that we talked about, I mean, when you and I spoke, which was very little, you used a word I had never heard before, negging.
Yeah.
So what's that all about?
So negging is something that, and like there's jerks in the world who are actively teaching men to do this, writing articles about it.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. There are men writing articles for men about how to do this thing that I had never heard of before called negging?
Yep.
And how do you know this?
Because I think, well, I said it out loud at some point or someone said it to me and then my phone was like, here's an article about that.
Oh.
Because we're all being listened to all the time. So, and in the experience that I had last year, what was that, last spring, where I was like, okay, I'll go on a date. And I signed up for, what did I go on? I went on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
And friends told me it wasn't gross. So I went on, what's the one where you swipe?
Which is, Tinder.
Right. But it is gross. I mean, it's all gross, right? So a guy would start up a conversation, but then, you know, be like, oh, send pictures. And be like, no, you can meet me in person or you can get to know me.
Wait a minute. So did your profiles on either, so you're talking about OkCupid and Tinder, you had no pictures or they wanted more pictures?
No, I had pictures up. They wanted more to prove, I don't know, for whatever reason. And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, oh, sounds like you have something to hide, or, you know, ooh, are you fat?
Oh my God.
Like, I am fat and I have nothing to hide. So shut up. But this negging thing is where they're like, oh, you, these things look interesting, but this, they like, why didn't you go to college or why this? And not like, not just for me, but, and I have a feeling it probably works pretty well on women in their 30s or 20s, but just to say, oh, you could lose a few pounds, or, oh, you don't know about this thing. So it's a, and the belief system with negging is that by building a woman up and then knocking her down a little bit, that makes you more desirable.
They're building you up by showing interest in you, but then they make a couple of cutting remarks, like, you'd be pretty if you just lost a few pounds, or prettier, or, oh, why didn't you go to college? And so you start to feel badly about yourself. I mean, the thought is you would then feel badly about yourself.
I don't.
But
right. But, right. Yeah.
And so then the fact that this man is showing you interest,
yeah,
means you're more apt to go out with him. I mean, it just seems really kind of illogical to me.
It's totally illogical. But there was a guy that I was talking to. And I'm a comedian, so like jokes, and he was getting jokes and we were joking. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I need a picture. I'm like, well, meet me in person. You're not getting one. And he's like, oh, that's a red flag. I'm like, okay, then it's a red flag.
Well, it's a red flag, but, that you want to meet in person?
No, that I wouldn't send a picture of me at that time.
The pictures that you had online, were they recent photos? They were. Did the men not know this, or did they not believe it, or did it not matter?
They didn't believe it. They didn't, it didn't matter. Not that they didn't believe it, but I think a couple guys were like, well, how do I know? I'm like, because I'm saying it. If you don't think I'm someone who's trustworthy, why are you talking to me? And then it's, oh, you're very abrupt. I'm like, yeah, you're a jerk. Mm-hmm. But what, yeah, one guy came back and he's like, you should probably take down your whole site if you're not ready to meet somebody. And then that's when a friend was like, oh yeah, that's the nagging thing. Like, I'm like, no, I just don't want to meet you. But apparently there are younger women who would be like, oh no, I meant, sorry, let me do the thing you want me to do.
And are you saying younger women because they might be less experienced in the world, or?
In my understanding of negging and how it works, it is a younger generation. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I was very clear about my age. I put my height and weight, like I didn't lie about a thing. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of like 38-year-old guys.
Oh.
One guy even lied about his age and said he was older. And then when I was talking to him, and he's like, I'm 26. I'm like, okay, get a babysitter. Gotta go.
For more on this topic, I turned to Connell Barrett, a dating coach in New York City. I wanted to talk about some of the lingo, I guess. You might be more conversant than I am. What does it mean to slide into someone's DMs?
That just means you send somebody a direct message on Instagram.
And Twitter, can you slide into someone's DMs as well?
I don't know if they have a cool slide, but you can do that. All it means is you're sending a direct message to somebody. And
like an email.
Exactly. You're sending on Instagram, you can like people's posts, And you can also, if you're following them and they let you follow, most people need to give you that follow, but they usually do. And once you're following somebody, you can send them that direct message, which is the same as slide into their DMs. On Twitter, similarly, anyone who you're following, unless they said it otherwise, most people don't, you're able to send them a direct message. So whether or not you call it sliding, it's the same basic idea.
Okay. Thirst trap.
Thirst trap is a shot of a person, male or female, just looking really sexy, usually not wearing a lot of clothes, that traps you into getting sucked in because they make you quote unquote thirsty for more. It's showing some skin, showing some sex appeal. That's a thirst trap.
Lurker.
I believe lurker means that you're not posting, you're not sending DMs, you're following somebody, you're reading their content, but you aren't really engaged. You aren't engaged by liking, commenting, sending messages. You're there, but you're kind of, well, lurking.
Is that okay to be a lurker?
Yeah, it's okay to be a lurker. It really depends on why you're on that person's social media. For the purposes of our conversations about getting dates, about using social media to find love and romance, then lurking won't help you. And I recommend that you don't lurk, you engage. For our purposes, lurking won't help you. It's okay to lurk a little bit. I'm not saying you have to like every single post, but you want to minimize lurking and instead engage. And that's going to help a lot.
Okay, so then the last one is stalking, like Facebook stalking.
Okay.
What's the difference? I could say lurker doesn't do anything, but is stalking a bridge too far?
Yeah, I would define stalking as, well, first, stalking is you're not giving anything. You're wanting, right? You're trying to take. Stalking would be sending way too many messages when they don't write back. A good practice would be engage with a person's Instagram for a little while, a few likes, maybe a few comments. And then if you're interested in that person, send them that opening message with value and maybe a little bit of good playful vibes. If they don't respond and you send them 5 more messages and then 5 more, that's stalking. So it's about not being able to take a hint.
Dating While Gray is produced in partnership with North Carolina Public Radio. Find episodes and learn more about the show at datingwhilegray.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.